Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 17th of July, 2021. What a wonderful Saturday morning it is. It is in the West Coast. It's, as usual, warm and hot. And remember, if you want to call into Radio Law Talk, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us or Instagram us at Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Cal Hunter, our producer. And what was your name again? Todd Kunin?
Biff.
Biff? Okay.
Biff Slinkledean. Todd Kunin here.
Yeah, Todd Kunin is with me. Denise Dirks is away. We appreciate having her. But remember, seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. We're over with that. Remember, this is by far the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. We love you out there that are listening to us. We have quite a few new affiliates. Thank you for joining us, and we keep growing and growing. Tell your neighbors about us. That is a selfless plug, and it's a very important selfless plug. You know, the best part about being part of Radio Law Talk family, there's a lot of you that listen to us out there, is you get to really know us better. And, you know, we just lay it out on our sleeves. We're going to have some fun stuff today. We're going to talk about case or no case, Britney Spears, Maxwell's case has taken a turn. We're going to talk about Joe Exotic, the latest legal wrangling there, Walt Disney grandson's lawsuit, Harvey Weinstein's getting a divorce, finally, police using face recognition. Is it proper? We're going to talk about Cosby. What's going to happen now with Cosby? And we've got a lot of other fun things to talk about that are going to be exciting and entertaining. But the most important thing is you have to learn what life is like. I always talk at a lot of events and people ask me, you know, how do you build a business? How do you, you know, become successful business-wise and even in life? And, you know, I don't have all the answers, but I think I've done a few things. And I've always said maybe it's just about getting up off the ground more times than another person, right? And boy, talk about a date today. As I was texting our producer and my co-host, I'm saying, just get started. I doubt I'll be there in time. It's just the where I live is I have property and I have cattle and I have a really nice area, pastures where the cows eat, and the pumps went out. And you know, those of you who live out in the country understand what it's like for a water pump to go out. And by the time you get a pump person out there, it's going to be too late. And believe it or not, I'm a lawyer. I believe a successful lawyer with a firm out of California, and I have partners in 45 states. But yet, you know what? I grew up on the country, and I know how to tear a pump apart. And I got up at 5:30 this morning, and luckily I did study my my stuff last night, but got up at 5:30 and went and with my son-in-law, and we tore pumps apart and finally figured out what was wrong with the pump after we replaced it with the new pump. Because you always, if you're smart, Todd, you always carry a second pump. If you understand farming and stuff, always carry a second or third pump.
I know I do.
Yeah.
If I had a dime for every time I needed more than one pump.
That's exactly right. I know in your apartment you'll probably need a couple of pumps.
Yes. Fred,
I got you speechless on that one.
Listen. There's a thing in the law called entrapment, and right. You can't throw that kind of a softball out there and then tell me, well, you know, it wouldn't be appropriate for you to say what's going through your mind right
now.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. But so let me finish my story. So we finally get that, and then I got someone running up to go get the part. We found it wasn't the pump. It was a relay. And so we've got that all figured out, we think. And then I said, well, just wait till Radio Law Talk's over. I'll come and help. But so I drive away. And ready for this? I'm driving away down my driveway, and it's a country road. And I hear a click, 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 click on my car. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Luckily, we're not too far away from our awesome, you know, studio, but it's still 20 minutes away. And I'm sitting there going, what the heck is that? And I stop and I look and I go, there's wires on my car. Okay, then I'm flashing back. Okay, what's the rule? Wires, don't get out, don't touch the wires. And I know enough that I know, okay, I think I remember hearing something in the middle of the night, a snapping or a booming, and there's big trucks that drive down this road that we're on, and I believe that a truck hit the, now it's the telephone wire, because the telephone wires are lower than the electrical wires. So I get out and I look, because there's wires on my, a wire on my car, and I look and I said, okay, the electrical's fine, this is the, and I saw it was the telephone wire, so I pushed it off. But don't, I'm telling you, don't do this. Don't do what I did. But I do know that it's got the coating on it, and so I had to untangle it off my car, drive away, and there's kids riding four-wheelers down, and they're like, I kind of like, stop, you know? And it's not like it's on the ground. It's like a foot off the ground. It's like they hit it, and it was like just dangling. So we got to call the, you know, AT&T and get them out there in emergency, and I'm going, you know, I just don't know if I'm going to make it to Radio Law Talk, and I made it here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fred Penny Support Network.
Yeah. I need therapy.
I'm your host. How you feel? How are things going? Cal, is there something we could do? Do we have a support animal that we could bring Fred to help him through this trying time?
Well, we can't bring a cow.
No, maybe we could bring a cow with some electrical wires tied to an udder.
There we go. To his hooves, yes. If it were me, I would bring my little baby support bison.
The support bison.
Yeah, it's stuffed bison made by Tyco.
As you saw my cow sitting there by the fence watching me bent over, working on these pumps, they're going, yeah.
The cow's watching Fred bent over. Cow's over there. Work it. Work it there, Fred.
That's
moving. Nice. Oh, yeah.
Cows are going. Oh, my gosh. Look at what an idiot he is. If he just fixed the relay, he doesn't have to pull the full pump off. Yeah, I know. How's the hay? Good. The hay's good. Just as long as I get my water going, because we have pastures, and they want water on their pastures. And oh, my gosh. Well, so that was my day. I just thought I'd let my audience know that everyone thinks, oh, they got a rough life. Everyone's got a rough life.
And that's here's the worst part that you have not considered, Mr. Penny.
Yes.
When the relay starts to go, that means it's been going clickety, 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 which sometimes can mean at the bottom of the pump, there's not any water. It just keeps digging in. So your wells are flush?
No, there's not a well. This is my irrigation ditch.
Oh, okay.
So luckily,
okay.
I'm okay because it's the irrigation ditch water that pumps, that irrigates our pastures or our cattle.
Okay.
Welcome to Radio Ditch Talk. Yes, let's ditch this talk. Here, Fred comes in. He's just ditching about this and ditching about that. It's ditch, ditch, ditch. Good heavens.
I just figured, you know what? They come for Radio Law Talk, but they like to hear about our lives. Because, look, you have cats, you live in an apartment, and you have no life, right? I have no life, but the thing is, I do have excitement. In the pumps break, cows get mad sometimes. I have to help the calves out. I have to now take care of wires and do Radio Law Talk, then go home and fix that, Todd. What's next? What's on your agenda besides McDonald's after
this? I don't know, but I'm reading the Britney Spears transcript, and clearly this is a problem, because she says, Judge, I need the conservatorship done because I have a ditch and a well, and I've got wires hanging off my car, and my big bad dad won't let me fix it on my own, and, you know.
Oh, man. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, and I want to hear you tell us about something that happened to you that has nothing to do with law, that it just make me feel better. Like, you know what, Fred? I feel you. You know, I understand that. And this is what happened to me the other day. So you could do that. We're just going off the wall. We're not talking about topics, and that's what we're going to do. Right, Cal?
Sure.
Yeah. When we come back, Cal, we will get to your case or no case, the most important part of Radio Law Talk, case or no case. We appreciate you joining us here. Call us again at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Afterwards, info@radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back right after these wonderful messages. And thank you, Strauss. We love Strauss Naturals for sponsoring us.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals, Strauss, StraussNaturals.com. And we'll continue with the Radio Law Talk going on here after we play our first segment of commercials. Fred left me a little time, so Todd, any tap shoes I can borrow.
Well, hey, you know, you look good in the ones that you got. Are those slippers?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, nice, nice.
Just picked them up.
Yeah, but the friend's here complaining about his car. I drive a car where I don't measure miles per gallon. It's how many miles per quart of oil do I get? Okay? I mean, that's what I'm driving, so cry me a river.
We'll be back.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, right after this.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS,
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
238-9182. 800-238-9182. 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Is this real life? Not literally.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
We have an interesting thing here called Case or No Case. Those of you who are first joining us, where Cal Hunter, our producer, tries to stump the panel. That would be Todd Kuhnen and I, illustrious lawyers, a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and California, now with his own law practice that handles criminal cases, and I'm a personal injury lawyer by trade, but Cal brings up some really cool cases. So
Hold on. I need to write in my diary really quick. July 17th, first day I was referred to as an illustrious lawyer. Before then, it was just lustful, but illustrious lawyer.
Right.
I'm going to mark that in my book of remembrance.
It might mean the same thing.
No, it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
James was an iconic rock and roll musician. But his legend had caught on only in England, which is where fellow famous musician Mike was when he heard James play. Mike and his made-for-TV boy band heard James play and asked their manager if James might be signed to be their opening act. It was an odd pairing. James playing his hardcore psychedelic style and Mike and his band with their decidedly teeny bopper pop appeal. So after all of that, in Jacksonville, Florida, James joined the tour of Mike and his boy band. James made his opinion of Mike's band very clear in an interview with Melody Maker magazine a few months earlier. He said, musically, I hate them. It's dishwater. Now, you can't knock them for making it, but people like the weirdest stuff. So it...
Cal's having more fun with this than anybody.
Nonetheless.
Well, that's great.
James joined the tour in progress in Jacksonville, Florida, July 8th. Predictably, the reception given to the now legendary rock icon by the young fans of the Bubblegum Mike's band was less than worshipful. James would amble out onto the stage, fire up the amps, and break into one of his now classic songs, and the kids in the audience would instantly drown him out with, "We want Mike! We want Mike!" So, James managed to get through a total of only 7 dates with Mike and his band. And then, on the anniversary, by the way, of which was today, he was so disgusted at this odd pairing, he quit, holding up a middle finger to the young audience, and went to his attorney and said, "Listen, he has trashed my bona fides as a musician. My manager should have never put me on this tour. And by the way, I hate Mike and his band. I want to sue them. Do I have a case or no case?" Now, if you can identify both of these bands, you get an extra point.
That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
I think
I know who these are.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
This is not fair because Todd's really smart when it comes to, like, movies and rock trivia. That's his specialty.
Well, Todd.
That's okay. That's fine. Can you start with Todd?
So I guess we can start with Todd. Sure, that's fine.
I don't care.
I'm very flexible.
I thought Fred was raising his hand because he wanted to go first.
I'll start, but I want to have a minute to think about the band. Who
sure.
Okay. Okay.
Are you going to do the Denise Dirks type answer?
No, I know the answer to this.
Music is a 12-note scale.
No, I know the answer to this. This is a real real scenario, but it's not a case. There's no lawsuits with this.
Diatonic scale.
Yeah, but it's just not a case. But it's a scenario that actually happened. I'm just trying to think of what the bands are. I'm thinking of 2 bands, but I'm not quite sure yet. I know this is like in the 60s or 70s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I know who my 2 bands are, and that will not change.
Go ahead.
Fred wants to go first and not copy me.
Well, no. Don't tell me the bands. I'll go bands
okay.
first.
Go case
you go ahead
no,
and answer.
No case or no case first, yeah. And then bands.
Okay.
First.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead. So I'm going to say that this is a true scenario. And you know what? I'll just because I think we're close in points or what have you, I'm going to go ahead and say that this did result in a case. But ultimately, they decided to settle by letting James out of any contractual agreements to go his own. So it resulted in a case, but it settled. James got out because ultimately it wasn't doing either act any good to have such derision in the
So it was not a
audience.
Case. It was a scenario, but not a case.
Well, I'm going to say that a case was filed.
A lawsuit
but
was
then,
filed.
But then it was dismissed as a result of a settlement between the
Got
two.
Got it.
Yes.
I'm going to say no case at all. Okay. So
you say no case.
No case.
Okay.
But he says, but we got to figure out who the band. Okay. Do you want us to tell us what the bands we think?
I do.
Okay. So I really don't know. So I'm going to take a guess, and I'm going to say the Beach Boys is one. And Smith is the other.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, pardon me, what do you say?
Well, I think that the James, given your, he was never popular, not popular U.S., but in London, I think that clearly refers to one Jimi Hendrix. And then the Mike would be Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
Oh, wow. Or obviously, you're right with the...
Or Mike Nesmith.
Or Mike Nesmith, yes.
Okay.
So, yes, it was Hendrix and the Monkees.
So you get the band bonus.
Okay.
And... No Case was flat.
Yes!
No Case was
flat. I got that one. That's awesome, Captain.
So how much was the band bonus?
Well, you get a point apiece for each band.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Two.
So I get 2 points for the band bonus, and Fred gets 2 points for the... So here my answer was to give us separation so we're not neck and neck, and we essentially tied. We both got 2 points.
So that's Jimi Hendrix, went off on his own, but was supposed to be with the Monkees.
Yep.
Who, by the way, I watched a local thing on the Monkees. They were... It was a thing on MTV, and the Monkees were kind of one of the first kind of bands that played on TV, kind of, was, remember they had that Monkees, the Monkees show?
Yep.
So they were one of the original type bands. I don't know if it's the first one, but one of the first ones that were kind of pushing the MTV envelope, right?
Well, because they made the band to match the Beatles.
Right.
And so that they could make their own comedy TV show, because after Hard Day's Mountains, NBC said, let's just make a band.
Wow.
So they had this big audition, got a bunch of non-musicians, basically, and put together this band that was just so popular. It was frighteningly
awesome.
Popular.
That was a great case or no case, Cal. And I appreciate that one. When we come back, we're going to talk about Britney Spears. Cal, take us out to the break.
I will be glad to do that. If you stay right there, we will continue with Radio Law Talk here in a little bit. Many of you listen on your favorite radio stations, and many of you listen online. Remember, we are available online live every Saturday from 9 to noon right here on Radio Law Talk. Stick around.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The CDC says over 97% of people entering the hospitals for COVID right now are unvaccinated. John Clemens reports.
The so-called Delta variant is highly transmissible. Those without the vaccine are likely to become seriously ill from COVID and end up in the hospital. Jeff Zients is the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week.
with 1 in 5 of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Florida is reporting an average of 29 new infections for every 100,000 people per day. That is more than 4 times the national average. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Plans underway to get Afghans who help the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Evacuation flights out of Afghanistan could begin next week. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
I'm not quite sure that we need to get into details of what's been going on with Britney Spears. Everybody's following it. We got the Free Britney, hashtag Free Britney, cause going on now. And Britney is obviously in a conservatorship, and she's trying to get out of it. For about 13 years she's been in it. And what a conservatorship is basically an adult person that needs some help with their either finances or need help on their day-to-day life and how to function, generally speaking. And again, I'm talking generally. And she has had that for a number of years and had some issues, I'm going to say, going on. And her father has been the main conservator. And there's been different lawyers and managers involved and assistants, et cetera, et cetera. And she has just blown everything up and said she basically wants her life back and to be in charge of her life. And that's the process we're going through right now. Correct, Todd?
Absolutely. You know, and I have an opinion about Britney Spears that, as usually happens with Todd Kuhnen opinions, I had to be a mediator because, you know what they say, mediators know they've done their job when both sides aren't happy.
Exactly.
You know, and my opinion about Britney Spears is one that makes both sides upset. And it's this. Do I think that Britney Spears is immature, acts like a teenager, doesn't, you know, have the best acumen, not, you know, is just kind of a wingnut and acts like a little kid and petulant and throws tantrums? And absolutely. And do I think Britney Spears should be in a conservatorship? Absolutely not. Because I feel like the conservatorships, when you look at them, conservatorships, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, which that and a couple bucks might get you a cup of coffee. But I believe that a conservatorship is for the truly incapacitated person. Grandma who's suffering from Alzheimer's and still alive and needs someone to come in and manage the estate so that care can be taken care of and all this kind of stuff. Red Penny.
listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, we're back with Case or No Case. We're on Denise. Denise, what did you say?
About what?
Case or No Case.
Oh, what's my decision on the case
or
No Case?
Is this a case? And if so, what was the outcome?
Well, this was my thought. If they have over a billion, even if they made it into a law, they could not implement it. There's no way. So I struggled with this one, but just looking in your eyes right now, Cal, it's not a case.
Okay, so you think it's, okay.
I would say if they did make it a law, if this was actually a case, you know what I would want to do?
Hmm.
I would want to invest in the tech company making the chips.
Yes.
Because, that's going to be a lot of chips.
Well, yeah, a lot of storage, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's, I guess, the next question. And, Mr. Penny, what do you think as you sit here and stream this live via Facebook?
Well, we should probably put this on a something that's more stable than my shaky hand like this.
Yeah, we can get a little one of those little selfie sticks, and Denise can hold it.
Well, I'm not going to hold this for long. We're going to go off pretty soon in a little bit, but I just want the people to see what it's like. You know what? I'm going with Denise. I think this is no case. I think he's pulling a rug under our feet. No case.
Pulling a rug under our feet?
From our feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done.
So let's get this straight. Those of you who say it is a case, some legal case filed, anybody at all?
I said it was actually something that was proposed by the government. This,
wait.
You're not, this is what I said. You're not making this up. Somebody proposed it. But again, what I said was somebody proposed it. It got out there. But it never was implemented.
Hmm.
What does that mean? Is that a case or no case?
I'll tell you exactly what it means. It means all three of you have some news that you're going to share.
What?
You're all wrong,
how
and I'll tell you why.
Wrong?
This system was called Aadhaar, and under it, the government is gathering fingerprints, issuing a 12 or 11-digit number, and doing retinal eye scans on every adult in India for the purposes of identification. It is law in India. It passed the Supreme Court test. They said the interest of the nation in having proper identification is far greater than the risk of personal security. Therefore, 0 points for any of you. I'm sorry, but that's how it's going to be.
Hold on a second.
No,
I just have I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Listen to this boy whine like a swine.
Okay.
Whine like a swine. We need t-shirts like that.
So it's my understanding that if somebody says no case, it's they are saying that you are making up something completely out of whole cloth.
The premise is completely false. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, the whole thing was made up. So my answer was...
You said it was proposed. This was actually a law that made it to the Indian Supreme Court.
I agree.
Therefore...
Well, because I didn't understand what you meant by what was the outcome. So did this happen? I said, yes, it was proposed to happen. So it was a case. But then the question about the outcome is it never got passed.
I didn't get that out of that. I'm not trying to be mean about it, but
I would just request that in future proposals,
C or NCs,
it be a little clearer as to what it means by case or no case and whether it goes forward, because it's a little
boring
ambiguous
or not boring.
Here.
Move on.
Wait, what
if you had said it was a law.
Yeah.
But it was not implemented. You would have gotten at least one point.
Now, and a quick note on this, very final quick note. The government of India did say that you could not require biometric ID for cell phone accounts or for bank accounts. But for pretty much everything else, that's going to be the standard. If you say, I'm Todd Kunin, show me your eyeball. Isn't that weird?
Go ahead, take a look.
Scan me.
Try to scan this.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Oh,
try to scan my eyeballs. Go ahead, good luck with that.
Uh-huh. Hey, I wanted to show you Todd. Look, come here, come face.
That was
I want you guys on Facebook to understand and on listening. Did you know that we can officially say, now there's times Todd has not been here, it's official, he told me I can say it, the WWE, again, which is the wrestling, the WWE What is it?
WWE 2K19, the installment of the WWE video wrestling game that will be on all the formats, Xbox, PlayStation, and on your personal computer. It is set to be released. I think the early edition, the deluxe edition, gets released the 5th of October. The Arrested comes out the 9th of October.
Uh-huh.
And there is a character in the My Career mode called Baron Blade. He's a pretty significant character in that part.
And I listened to it. I saw him.
And that character is played by yours truly.
Yes, it was Todd.
The money.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Way to
it's
go.
So funny because of facial features, all of the way he talks, the way he moves, even his hand gestures.
He's like Todd.
Our Todd.
So go get the WWE video game.
2K19, right?
2K19. And Todd is a significant player in that.
And if you look at the credits, it will be under my nom de plume. It will be under Mark Ashbourne.
Ashbourne.
Yes.
Oh, you said Mark Ashbourne.
Now you said Ash. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think it's Mark Ashbourne. Hey, you want to know what the law is?
Yeah, let's talk about the law.
Let's talk about the law when it comes to, this is my notes. Okay, so what happens if you find a $100 bill, right, and it's sitting there on the floor in the Salt Lake City airport? What you've got to do, if this is California, under California Penal Code Section 485, you need to make a reasonable and just effort to find the owner. Otherwise, you're guilty of theft. Let me repeat that. You got to make a just and reasonable effort to find the owner. Otherwise, you're guilty of theft.
So can I just yell out, hey, anybody want to claim this $100 bill?
Yeah, no.
No?
What you do. So that's what you do. Okay, now here's some notes. I'm going to say, so some things you can do is you can still take it, and you can put something on Facebook that said, I found some money, tell me where it was, and how much it was, and what it looks like. You could put it, some people have gone so far, put it on Craigslist, but don't give it to the officer who's going to give it to the lost and found people who are going to pocket it, okay? But now, that's what you do.
Interestingly, as a prosecutor, I can tell you that...
How many of those prosecutors?
Well, never...
Five kids?
Well,
seven kids?
Here's the thing. The buzzword in the law is reasonable and just effort. So if you are walking down the street, and here's something that happened to me not too long ago in San Francisco after an audition. I was walking down the street, and I pulled out my phone, and I had like $50 that was in the same pocket that I had my phone in, and it fell out. And the people walking behind me saw it fall out of my pocket, and they went to go pick it. Apparently, the guy picked it up, and then the woman put.
The wife probably said, "Tell him."
Well, no, it wasn't his wife. It was just another woman that was walking next to him, and she said, "Excuse me, sir, did you just drop this?" And I turned around and said, "Oh yes, I did. Thank you." And the guy very sheepishly gave me the money.
Ooh,
you know, kind of like what you just ratted me out. And so I got it. Well, in a situation like that where it was reasonable and just, they had an idea as to who it came from, he would have an obligation to return it to me, otherwise be guilty of theft. If you find under the circumstances that,
like in, on the curb or something, money on the curb, and there's nobody around,
see it fall, not associated with anybody,
that or let's say you find it in the situation that Fred was talking about, I would say, is it reasonable and just?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Oh, that's so.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, what is that, Ghislaine or Ghislaine?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Maxwell.
The name we've been pronouncing wrong for, what, 3 years now?
Who knows, Ghislaine? That's okay. Ghislaine Maxwell, her dad was Robert Maxwell, a well-known tycoon. Actually, they came out of Europe, England, I believe, and then moved to Boston, and he bought, was it the Boston Globe or not? Or he bought, I'm not sure what he bought, but he bought a newspaper early on in the, I don't know, 50s, 60s, whatever.
Daddy, I want a newspaper for Christmas. All right, I'll buy you the Boston Globe, Buttercup.
But you know what?
Maybe not.
Have you seen the history of Robert Maxwell? And it's on, I think, the History Channel. I watched the whole thing, and it was very interesting. I don't know if it was the History Channel. It might be some other channel. But it was very interesting about his life and how on his yacht he just disappeared one night, and they found him floating out in the ocean.
Wow.
And he passed away. But and his whole empire was crumbling.
I mean, was it foul play, or did he pass away?
A
heart attack, fell overboard? What were the, do we know?
Generally, what they said is he was out. He was just about to be, I guess, found out that he had, the allegations were that he had been taking the pensions money of his employees of his newspapers, which estimated was like in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And then so he went out on the yacht just to kind of, and was cruising around for a number of days, and they went out in the evening, and he went to bed, and he got up and talked to someone, and then early in the morning, and they know he went out to the back part of the yacht as he was traveling, and the next thing you know, they check around, and he's not there. And they think he might have accidentally fell overboard because they had to get bruises on his arms or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's a cool, interesting history to listen to. But his daughter was a socialite.
Yes.
And basically she was well known, and she was, in fact, it showed her with her brothers at the time of the death of their father doing an announcement on the yacht, and it was a big yacht. And then she came to the United States and got to know Jeffrey Epstein, but apparently the family lost it all. They lost, they went, I don't know if completely broke, but they lost a lot of their money.
Let's just stop there and look. I don't want to throw a pity party or anything for Ghislaine Maxwell.
Right.
But let's look at the circumstances of her life to this point. Her father, as you have said, was about ready to get caught and dies on the yacht found in the ocean, and then gets her life back together to a certain extent, hooks up with this financier, it's Jeffrey Epstein, mummy, look at him, and everything goes, and then he gets found out for his nefarious activities. He too dies under mysterious circumstances. Many say it's a suicide, many say it wasn't.
Right.
And here she is, lost dad, lost the other significant male in my life who replaced dad, essentially, in my life. Wow. Yeah. If you get out, don't put that on your Tinder profile, Ghislaine.
She has a point. She's married, though. Ghislaine's married, and she got married kind of, I guess, undercover, but she is married at this time. And so what's going on right now, the big issue is, what does she have in her possession that's discoverable by the DA's office, and not only the DA's office, the prosecutor's office, but what was able to be released to the public. And so they just released a number of documents. There's approximately 52 documents. There's all the news programs are talking about it. Fox News has talked about it. And this article that I've read a number of them, but talks about, they fought to protect any of this stuff going out, but a lot of it has come out. And then most of the stuff that came out is this Virginia Giffrey's defamation lawsuit, where she sued Maxwell and Epstein, and they had to have their depositions taken, and there was discovery in that. Discovery means they were able to get some documents, and that a lot of that stuff has been now revealed. Some of it's pretty generic and boring, I'm going to say, but the deposition of, it's Ronaldo Rizzo, a private chef for the hedge fund manager, Glenn Dubin, and this is on a Fox report that Fox came out with. He claimed that Epstein and Maxwell brought a disoriented 15-year-old Swedish girl to the home, set her down on a bar stool next to them as they were fixing the dinner and fixing stuff, and they were talking to her. And she's sitting there with, and basically she's like, I don't know what I'm doing here, what's going on, why I'm here. And it went to, I was on an island, they asked me to do certain things on the island, and she's 15, and she doesn't have a passport. And that's what they testified to. And it's very interesting that this Dubin, they're saying his wife had dated Epstein in the past. So these are getting together friends, and they bring this 15-year-old with them. There's testimony.
Yeah, so one of the things that she's charged with, among others, lying under oath, recruiting, grooming, and trafficking girls to be sexually abused by Epstein, right? And so as it relates to the lying under oath, there's a section here, the transcript that was released, where she was asked specifically if she knew the ages of those that had come in, and her answer was, quote, "The ones that I did recognize were roughly my age. The ones I don't know, I wouldn't have a clue." So if it was a girl that came in that I didn't know, I don't know how old she was, but the folks that I did know were roughly my age. Here's where this gets problematic for her with her perjury charge, lying under oath, is that, look, if it was true that this one girl you talked about who was 15 years old and she was disoriented and the chef saw her and she didn't have her passport, well, if Maxwell was the one that took that person's passport and saw the date of birth there, now Maxwell has a problem because she did know the age of somebody. She could see it on the passport. Did they find any other communications in her trove of documents they've got that shows that she knew somebody was under the age of 18 that was there? Well, then the perjury charge
gets a lot stronger, okay, because they've got evidence of that. Plus, if they can find out why they were being transported, now you have underage trafficking. So that's where this gets relevant. A lot of people look at it and think, oh, just a transcript, yawn, boring, just a little back and forth. But the part about the ages where she said she didn't know, that's a key part of the government's case.
Well, not only that, let's think about this, Todd. You're right. You don't know. Some girls look 20 and they're 17 or 16, but 15's getting there. It's getting down there.
It's
pretty tough to say if a 15-year-old, oh, they look, they had to be 18 to 20. I'm sure there's some 15-year-olds that look that way. I'm not disagreeing, but man, you're getting down. She's from Switzerland. She was a Swiss girl, a Swedish girl. Not Switzerland. She's from Sweden. She's Swedish. And that's what they said, that they claimed she was 15. So some of the stuff's going to be being revealed. Now the question, Todd, as a criminal lawyer and a former prosecutor, just because it was released to the public doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be able to bring it up in a court of law, correct?
That's correct. Now, look, you know, this gets out here. It's released to the public. I think they're still going to have to argue about admissibility of these documents. And let's not forget the effect of the Cosby ruling recently. Now, mind you, the Cosby ruling was with the Supreme Court in the state of Pennsylvania, and this is a federal case here going on with Maxwell. But the issue here is, if somebody sits for a deposition and they sit for it under assurances that something will be remained sealed, if they have those assurances, can that deal about having it remain unsealed be undone and then use those statements? In the case of Cosby, the ruling was no, you can't go back on the deal. The question here is whether or not that is going to apply
exactly
to Maxwell, and that's where they're going to have to fight and argue about whether or not this is going to actually come in to evidence. The public knows about it. Well, great. This is also going to make it much more difficult for the prosecutors to seat a jury, because you're going to say, this is on every national news outlet, right? And so to seat a juror that says, but have you seen any of the news reports about Maxwell and statements that may or may not have been made? Yes. Here's the issue. If they've seen stuff that ultimately is not admissible, your jury is already tainted before the trial starts.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. So just because it's coming out doesn't mean it's going into the on this case. And I think some of it will not come in. And there was issues of why they even testified in the first place, right? Maybe they would have
absolutely
taken the fifth. And so we're going to get back maybe into the Bill Cosby issue when we talk about it again. We're going to move on from that, and we're going to follow through next week, see what's going on. But when we come back, Tiger King star Joe Exotic, the latest. We'll be back.
And remember, Radio Law Talk will resume right after your local stations pause for network news at the top of the hour. So we'll be back at 6 minutes after the next hour right here on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with